Welcome to Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, that love coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and back due to traumatic relationship or childhood trauma in their past, which has caused them to see themselves not in a bright light that makes them people please and not show up the way they know they are capable of showing up. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can guide other women through online coaching, which is that deep down what they are feeling they really want to do instead of sitting in their corporate job. Each week I will be offering an interview or an idea that will support you to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself, to uplevel your life, is now. Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, and I'm super excited about today's topic because it's something that I'm getting feedback on in the DMs and the emails that you're sending me. And you're always asking, Petya, how are you attracting your soulmate clients? Because the feedback that I get from my clients and sharing their wins and the relationships that I'm building are incredible. My clients are like my soul sisters and like the family for me, and I truly love it because it's incredible to see them going from where they were in their, you know, just the dual moments, not living their potential, people pleasing, living for others, knowing that they're meant for more and are not living it. Now seeing them standing in their full true power, like my client Valerie Adams and Becca Komar and Ashley and Jovita, like those women, when I look at them, where they were when we started to work together, when they're right now impacting the world, shining their light, it's what fills my whole body and whole being with, this is why I'm here. It's like this sense of, yes, it clicks and I have this purpose, and it's so beautiful to see these women shine. And this is just like a couple of names to share with you that came to my heart right now as I'm recording, because the impact and the imprint that we have on others, it's incredible, but we get to allow others to see us. So today I'm going to be sharing with you the three ways that really helped me on my journey to create long-lasting, beautiful relationships with my clients. They're ongoing. And even though if our, you know, ways like split apart, that we already finished our coaching, they're still rising. We're still in relationship. We're still in contact. We're still supporting each other. And it's absolutely amazing, and you truly deserve it. Instead of chasing and trying to work hard and hustle for those clients to bring the abundance in, let the clients come to you because they love you, because they trust you, because they believe that you are the missing piece in their lives. So this is for you, all my business boss babes who already have their business or are just starting. All of this applies no matter if you're in a network marketing, if you're a coach, you are a world changer and you get to look at these three steps. So the first one, it's a clarity. These are my like three C's of really successful, building successful relationship and attracting your clients. So the first one, it's clarity. Clarity. You get to show up as who you really are. Be really clear about, this is me, this is unapologetically me, and you just get to show up. People don't buy the service, people don't buy the product, people buy you. They get to trust you, they get to see you, they get to really clearly know, this is what my girl is doing, this is why I'm with you. When I'm coaching with my mentor, I know my girl is doing this. This is how I feel with her. And I hire my mentor because I truly believe in them. I truly know that this is a safe space. I know what they stand for, and I know that our values really align. So being super clear about who you are. And you know, sometimes it changes, and I get it, girl. As you change who you are, it's changing, and your offers might be changing. But when you're going out there on social media, when you're going out there into networking events, heck, even when you're going to just a grocery store, you get to be really clear about who you are, and you get to be a heck yes or heck no. Because that's who they're going to be standing for, who they're going to be giving referrals to, and how you can build the long-lasting relationships. Let's move to the second point, because I know, girl, you have things to do. So the second point, it's confident, not perfect. You get to be really confident in presenting yourself and the results that you provide. And maybe you are just starting your business and you're like, hey, Pythia, I don't have these testimonials yet. I did help people, but it's not like I have something written or I have video testimonies, which those two are absolutely incredible. You can just take screenshots of the messages that your clients, your friend, your family send you. But I want to really remind you, no matter how far along you are with your business and your testimonies, you get to be sharing your results about. But what I want to remind you that most of the times we are doing the things we are doing because we went through it ourselves. We went through it. We felt, you know, the obstacles. We went through the darkness. We came on the other side, and now we want to be helping others. And it doesn't matter if it's a life coaching, business coaching, if it's network marketing, something that you truly believe in. You are standing up for something. And you are the best result that you can be sharing. Sharing about where you were and where you're right now. It's the best way to truly connect with people and give them the chance to say, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I needed. That's exactly what I want in my life. That's how I wanted to feel. So for example, me going from eating disorder, people pleasing, really hating and harming my body, going from overdoing, overworking, overtraining, over everything, binging on food, binging on Netflix, on everything. I went into this feminine flow with ease that I love my life. I love my body. I attract my soulmate clients, the love of my life. And I wake up every day, listen, we all have our downs that we just want to sit on the floor and cry and eat our peanut butter jar. I have those days. No one is perfect. It's a part of the contrast and the evolution. But most of the days, most of the times, I'm high on life, and you deserve it too. So you are the best result. Just think about your friends, the family. What do they say that you're great at? What are the results that you provide for them? Maybe they have more clarity. Maybe they finally made a peace with the food. Maybe they deepened their relationships. Maybe they got more organized. Maybe finally they have a free time to go out with their kids. What is that that you help them to do? And share about it in your stories. Really be bold, because sometimes we're like, well, I don't want to be bragging about myself. Listen, girl, if you don't brag about yourself, who is going to do that for you? It's not bragging in a sense like, hey, look at me, I am the master here. It's like, hey, these are the results that I know how to get, and I can get them for you too, because you're so worth it and deserving. So the second is be really confident and not perfect, because people don't connect with perfect, people connect with real. And the third one, babe, it's the courage. It all comes down to putting down your mask, putting down the walls, and be you. People don't connect with the perfect, like I said, but with really the real. One of my clients, I love her to life, Valerie. When we start work together, when I look at her Instagram feed, everything looked perfect. She's like a picture perfect, beautiful doll, and everything in her life on her feet looked perfect. So when I looked at it, I'm like, dang, this girl, she doesn't need me. She has it all together. Like, she knows where she's going. She knows what she's doing. She doesn't need me. Well, then I had a second look and something just didn't feel right. And the main point in this, the key word here is feel. I couldn't feel her. Her feet was so perfect that for me, I'm like, well, this girl, she doesn't need anyone in her life. And then I look at her stories and there were just, you know, like pictures of her surroundings, sharing other people's quotes, her quotes, they were brilliant, but I couldn't see her. There were no videos of her. There were no connectings of her. And that's where I saw the missing piece. She wasn't out there. She was not unapologetically sharing who she really is. And I really wish that you could see her right now when she's dancing on her videos, on her feed, when she's sharing daily stories and videos. And she left her corporate job. She attracted the love of her life. She is now absolutely incredible dating coach. And it's because she stepped into her power and she was courageous to put her walls down and to open up her heart. So really look in your life where you are trying to show people what you think they want to see, to trust you and to connect with you. Where can you put your walls down? When can you put your mask down? When can you, and not coming from a victim place, like, look at me, my life, it's not together. No, it is sharing you with the people and being you. Be courageous enough to show your heart, to open up and to be you. So let me know which one of these tactics you're going to be using more of, which one you're using, and also what really hit home for you. I love seeing the stories, IG stories, when you're sharing your biggest takeaways. And girl, it really matters. I really, really appreciate you. And I love seeing you grow. Remember, I love you, I see you, and I receive you. Until the next episode, I'll talk soon.